The History of Witches, Part 1. Listening. History of Witches. Witches were perceived as evil beings by early Christians in Europe, inspiring the iconic Halloween figure. Images of witches have appeared in various forms throughout history, from evil, wart-nosed women huddling over a cauldron of boiling liquid, to hag-faced, cackling beings riding through the sky on brooms, wearing pointy hats. In pop culture, the witch has been portrayed as a benevolent, nose-twitching, suburban housewife. An awkward teenager learning to control her powers, and a trio of charmed sisters battling the forces of evil. The real history of witches, however, is dark and, often for the witches, deadly. The origin of witches. Early witches were people who practiced witchcraft, using magic spells and calling upon spirits for help or to bring about change. Most witches were taught to be pagans doing the devil's work. Many, however, were simply natural healers or so-called wise women whose choice of profession was misunderstood. It's unclear exactly when witches came on the historical scene, but one of the earliest records of a witch is in the Bible, in the first book of Samuel, thought to be written between 931 BC and 721 BC. It tells the story of when King Saul sought the witch of Endor to summon the dead prophet Samuel's spirit to help him defeat the Philistine army. The witch roused Samuel, who then prophesied the death of Saul and his sons. The next day, according to the Bible, Saul's sons died in battle, and Saul committed suicide. Other Old Testament verses condemn witches, such as the oft-cited Exodus 22:18, which says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Additional biblical passages caution against divination, chanting, or using witches to contact the dead. Malleus Maleficarum. Witch hysteria really took hold in Europe during the mid-1400s, when many accused witches confessed, often under torture, to a variety of wicked behaviors. Within a century, witch hunts were common and most of the accused were executed by burning at the stake or hanging. Single women, widows, and other women on the margins of society were especially targeted. Between the years 1500 and 1660, up to 80,000 suspected witches were put to death in Europe. Around 80% of them were women thought to be in cahoots with the devil and filled with lust. Germany had the highest witchcraft execution rate, while Ireland had the lowest. The publication of Malleus Maleficarum, written by two well-respected German Dominicans in 1486, likely spurred witch mania to go viral. The book, usually translated as The Hammer of Witches, was essentially a guide to how to identify, hunt, and interrogate witches. Malleus Maleficarum labeled witchcraft as heresy and quickly became the authority for Protestants and Catholics trying to flush out witches living among them. For more than 100 years, the book sold more copies than any other book in Europe, except the Bible.